Welcome to the Awake Church Podcast. At Awake, our mission is simple. Know God, take action. We pray this podcast will help you on that journey.
Because of difficulties or disappointments, misunderstandings, or misinterpreted scripture, all those kind of things. We do want to trust in you, Lord, through everything that's difficult. And we lost some people. I was thinking with Nikki sitting right over there, and she is, Nikki Kaufman and her kids. Nikki lost her husband, Brad, who's on our worship team. He's over our GTs here. He died almost a year ago, January 9th. It was a huge blow to us as a church, more so even to Nikki. And here's what I've seen in Nikki's life, is she has trusted in the Lord more since then, rather than shy away and let a wound or a disappointment cause a degree of depression, which has to be. So I just want to hear you, Lord. She's a worshiper. She just presses in and prays and seeking God as much as ever. Now, I'm excited for her future and what God has for her, because He is working together every single day. If the enemy is doing stuff, God is going to work that out for our good in some way. I don't understand how it works, but He's going to. He is good. His mercies endure forever. His faithfulness is to how many generations? Thousands. Every generation. He's faithful to every generation. And we get to know Him, love Him. The enemy does not get a claim on any of you. Any of us. Jesus broke that claim. Isn't that amazing? Bam, they're mine. How you are mine. I love that. The Lord did it. So I want to take a few minutes just to go a little bit ahead toward 2023 and what I feel like some of the things the Lord wants to do for us, in us, with us, individually, corporately, as well. Obviously, in addition to the new facility that we're looking toward getting into, can't wait. Well, I can. But I'm happy for it. I'm excited about it happening. But moving into that place, that's a big thing for 2023 that's going to happen for us. If you've been to our new members class, which I encourage everybody to go through, that'll be coming up here in the next couple of months, and we'll do that on over the next one, but it's coming. We do two or three of these a year. And we go through some of the history and some of the prophetic things the Lord has given me, the reason why we even started this church, and why we're here, and all those things. But one of the things I share there is what the Lord gave to me before I ever started this church. The Lord encouraged me to start this church. Was He gave me this vision of three wells. And one of the wells was, and there were three old wells, like wells that the Moravians had dug, ancient wells, spiritual wells. One was of worship, the other in prayer, and the other outreach and missions. And I saw these three wells, and they had metal plates over the top of them. And I thought the Lord was saying that I'm moving you to Winston-Salem. The Moravians came, started that, and those wells that they dug of worship, of prayer, of outreach, they've been tapped. And part of what your calling is with this Awake Church and the people who come here is to help untap and take the lids off of the ancient wells that the Moravians dug. That there would be a new flow of, or a revitalization of wells that had been dug of worship to God. And we think of the Moravians and the hundreds of years of worship and hundreds of hymns that they sang and the prayers of the Moravians. So they prayed, we missed for 100 years, 24 hours a day, nonstop prayer for 100 years. Moravians did that. They had a deep well of prayer. And also the missions. I mean, they had a congregation in Germany where they, on Zinzendorf land, of 300 people. Not as different than this congregation. And they sent people all around the world to missions. They were the beginning of modern missions, which took to the 1700s for that to happen. After Jesus said, go and do this, it was the Moravians who really kicked that off. And they sent people all around the world. That's why they came here, to reach the lost. And so, since we've been a fellowship, I feel like one of those wells that we have lifted the lid up on has been worth it. And it's been wonderful. And I feel like we've listened a little bit on some of the others, but I feel as though the Lord is really encouraging some of these other wells to be unpacked here with us. And primarily prayer. And I feel this for 2023, that there's going to be a, not just a resurgence, but a brand new move, and the Lord inspiring us and helping us to really be a people of prayer. That things are going to happen and change through prayer. And that God wants to pray things through us back to Him. That's how it works. That's what He said, Jeremiah. He said, call on me and I will answer you. Instead of just saying something to Him, He wants Him to call upon it so He can answer. And prayer is a powerful thing. So I feel like we're going to be having some focus on that, as well as some outreach, some untapping of those two wells in 2023. Also, one of the things I felt the Lord speaking to me was, you know, and we'll talk a lot more about this in the next couple of weeks, or 2 weeks from now, or really. And that has to do with, you know, the beginning of a year tends to be a time where people focus on, at least momentarily, on getting physically fit, exercising, losing some pounds, getting some kind of spirit through Christmas, all those things, and sometimes that lasts about a week or so, right? But I feel the Lord is wanting us to also get spiritually fit and to grow in our spiritual man so it is very in shape with God. Hearing Him, relating with Him, growing in Him is what we're going to focus on through our PTs, as well as our Sundays here toward the middle part of January and on, is growing our spirit man in God. So that it is a robust spirit man, not a thin man. We want a robust spirit man in God, and growing that relationship with Him. So we're going to focus on that. We're also going to have some, what we're calling encounter nights. So we used to, years ago, some of you remember this, actually before we started Sunday's services here, we started Friday night services, we called them School of the Spirit. And we would train and practice in the gifts of the Spirit. We did a lot of that for several years. And I feel like we're supposed to have some of these back again. We're calling them encounter nights. So encountering the Lord through worship, His presence, but also going after some things and with the gifts of the Spirit, so that we are equipped, because really what the Lord has given leadership in the body of Christ to do is to equip people to do the work of ministry. It says in Ephesians chapter 4. Not to do the ministry, but equip people so that everybody is ministering. And so sometimes it takes some training to minister in some of those ways. We're hearing God's voice and then doing the supernatural. So we want to focus on some of that this coming year as well. And so we'll talk about that more as we go. All right. You'll remember, in reading the Bible, about Israel going into bondage in Egypt. God says for around 400 years total, they were in bondage to the Egyptians. And, of course, God set them free through Moses, the 10 plagues, all of those things, and they are in the wilderness. On the way to a land that God set apart and gave to them, gave them boundaries, and said, I'm going to be with you, we're going to do this, we're going to take this land. And it was a 40-year journey. It should have taken a few weeks. It took 40 years because of their own obstinance and rebellion and lots of different things going on in their own hearts that it was doing a lot of problems, as you know. But once the generation who had been slaves and really in the wilderness proved their faithlessness, God said, I have to have them all die off before we get into the promised land. Sounds a little bit harsh, but that's the story. Read the passage. And so all of them actually died who were in bondage, and it was only those who were born in the wilderness who entered the promised land. Those who were born free already, but they were going to enter the promise that was given to their parents. And so they get to this place that is the Jordan River. And they get to the Jordan River after 40 years, and it's now time for them to go in and possess the land, the inheritance, the dirt, the rocks, the soil, the trees, the plants, the fruit, of an entire land that is set aside for them to walk into and to possess. God has done it. He's done the work, and He's So he leads them to the Jordan River, and he has to stop there. And he begins to prepare them. He says, now, once you cross this river, you're going to cross over this river, and then everything changes. And I need you to do a few things here. It says, I need you to teach the word. So the law, the words of God, or for us, the scriptures, all the way through the mantle. Meditate on them day and night. So if we're going to possess land, things God's prepared for us, you've got to keep the word. Meditate on the word. Have it inside of you. Eat this. And then it says to do the word. Not just meditate on it. Keep it. Meditate on it. And do it. Which the New Testament reiterates that in James as well. Not to be just hearers only, but doers of the word. It says that you'll be prosperous. Then it says, be strong and courageous. Don't tremble or be dismayed. Don't be fearful. So be strong and courageous. In other words, they can choose to be strong, they can choose to be courageous. And they can choose to not be fearful. So don't tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So he gives them those instructions. You're going to take this new land, you've got to have these things on board. You've got to have the word inside. You've got to meditate on it, keep it, do it. And then don't be afraid. Be strong. Be strong. Be courageous. Regardless of what your eyes see, how difficult it is, gather courage. Like Joseph of Arimathea, who got the body of Jesus, said, gather courage. And ask for the body of Jesus. That's what you and I can do. If you don't feel courageous, you just gather it. You just choose it. So, I want it. Lord God, make me courageous. And then what Joshua had to do, who's the leader, is Moses had just died. The Lord told him to take one person from each tribe of the 12 tribes and pick up the Ark of the Covenant. Take the presence of God with you. So as soon as their feet touched the water of the Jordan River, the Jordan stopped flowing and actually backed up all the way 20 miles to a town called Adam, which was a prophetic picture of sin getting rolled back through Jesus in the future, all the way back to Adam. How about that? So the river rolls up 20 miles. Dry ground. They carry the Ark of the Covenant through there, and then all the people pass over on dry ground. And as this 3 million or so people pass over on dry ground, the Lord says, okay, there's another thing I want you to do before we take the land. We're going to make a memorial here to remember where we've come from, what God has done, but also, like, leaving those things behind. This is a new day, a new life. And so let's build more. So he said, another 12 guys, go to the middle of the dry riverbed, and water doesn't come back yet, and get a big stone. They've got these big stones, and they start piling them up. For a remembrance that they are done with the wilderness, they are in the false land, and look what God has done all along the way. So leaving things behind, they're also making a memorial. So they do that. And then, of course, they take the land. They cross over every single one of them. It's interesting to me that place where they were at the Jordan before they crossed over has a name. Bethabara actually means the place of crossing. So it's a crossing over. And if you fast forward, only that happened for Israel to possess land, but go ahead forward, a long way in the future, Jesus comes on the scene, his cousin, the grasshopper, eating cousin John the Baptist. And John is in the Jordan, baptizing people. Jesus comes along, he baptizes Jesus. You know where that was? The battle. Same spot. Same exact spot. So the one on the side who enrolled the sin all the way back to Adam goes in the water in the same spot that the water was rolled back hundreds of years earlier. And his ministry begins at that place. Pretty amazing spot. It's also one of the lowest places on the earth. Well, right before we moved to the next week, Jordan, which is about 1,300 feet below sea level, way down there. Well, I found it super interesting because I saw this picture of us doing this. And then it wasn't until a few minutes before I came tonight. It hit me, really. But wait a minute. The fabric right here. The fabric right here. So I looked up and I Googled it, and I couldn't find any other fabric in the world other than Israel and North Carolina. Right here. The only two that I know on the planet are right here. Well, here in Israel. And there is a, it speaks of, it means crossing over. Well, here we are at 2022, going to 2023, we're already here. It's a crossing over in our calendar, in our culture, a brand new year, living in something new. And then in reality, here we are in a new church building over there that's connected to the tower. You live in the tower of Greenwood, connected to our property. So we're going to the Baptist, this place of crossing over, moving forward in something we've never known before. For 2023, and I believe for us spiritually as well, I believe this promises, this promised land in the spirit of things that we have no idea about that God has planned for us to do, live in your heart. Isn't that right? Not only in the church, but for you individually, for your family. Goal is being left behind. We're going into something brand new. Something that God has prepared for us. And you know what? The way that they enter that promised land, that reminder is stay in the Word. Do it. Meditate on it. Be strong. Be courageous. And know God is with us. God is with us. Wherever we go, whatever we do, He's with us. That said, also to Joshua, wherever your foot goes, that's yours. Right? And we as people on this planet, Jesus leading us the Spirit, telling us we are the light of the world, there is supposed to be some sort of heart inside of us also that we are taking territory with them wherever we go. Stopping what the enemy is doing and releasing what God wants to do, His kingdom. On earth, as it is in heaven, so be here. And so this is significant for us. Significant for you, significant for me. I didn't see this all come together until just a few minutes before I came here. And so what I'd like to do is, we're going to continue to do something that's unusual. But I'd like to symbolically do something that is in spirit, in crossing over from 2022 to 2023, and at the Abra, speaking of what God has for us, walking into the brand new that He has for us, and leaving behind some stuff that we want to take with us. You know, when you cross over the Jordan, they could leave some stuff behind. Maybe the monument of thanks to the Lord, but also, oh man, you know, everything changed for them when they cross over. And so I feel like the Lord wants to help us do that today. And so, if you are with me in this, this is symbolic, but it also, I believe, this has some power, and the Lord will even bring this to our minds throughout the year of what He's initiating. So, you have cards with you? Because you know what I can do. For Israel, they made a monument to remember everything they've been through. To remember that God was with them. That He had opened the way, He made a way for them to reach the promises. And so they piled up stones as a memorial. So I'd like to invite you to write down, at least on half of that card, some things that the Lord has done for you in 2022. We think of, thank God, what He came through for me right there. Whether it was a financial thing, whether it was a relational thing, someone got saved in your family, got you out of a mess you were in, gave you direction when you needed it, healed your body, says he's free from addiction. He can go, just give you a minute to write down sitting on half of the car. As a memorial to remember what the Lord did for you.
Thank you for listening to today's message. For updates on future episodes, make sure to subscribe to our podcast and leave us a review to let us know how we're doing. For more information about Awake Church, visit awakechurch.com.